45 days till new halving, Ethereum grid at 75, which is great, and Bitcoin is currently trading at 66.7k. It's been a while since the last time I made an episode. I'm pretty sure in a previous episode I said the same thing, that it's been a while. But it has been a while. It's been half of the year since the last episode. And at that time Bitcoin was trading at 26.5k. And currently we're hitting new all-time highs. We're a little bit more than month before the halving, which is obviously the biggest upcoming event. You can imagine monthly MACD on a Bitcoin was indeed a pretty good signal of a reversal and the end of the crypto winter. So the new all-time high was yesterday, actually. It was at Coinbase it was 69.3k, and I'm pretty sure on Binance is pretty much the same. So it was 69.3k, $300 above the previous all-time high, which was in November of 2021. It was three years ago, I think. Yeah, so we did made a new all-time high, and it was before the halving. Obviously, I was not expecting that. I was talking about bull run happening in after the halving, and obviously new all-time highs, and the fact that we have plenty of time to accumulate before the halving, and I mean technically after a month of the episode we started a new bull run. We had a breakout out of the resistance. It was like a 30k resistance, and obviously the whole bull run till the new all-time high. So technically you had not that much of a time to accumulate, like a month after September. But I mean, I guess it is what it is. But yeah, I still bought a Bitcoin obviously before, and I did accumulate during the whole crypto winter, which was the best time to accumulate, but which is obvious. But yeah, but still you still had plenty of time. And I don't know about right now, you know, I'm not gonna recommend no buy signals or whatever on Bitcoin, considering that we're trading at the highs. Like, you know, during the crypto winter, yes, I was talking constantly about accumulation, but now, man, I don't know about best time to buy, right, during the all-time high. So yeah, and the main question is, what's gonna be next for the Bitcoin? What's the price target? You know, what's gonna happen during the halving? Again, I would stick to the same scenario I was talking about previously, but obviously I was thinking about, except for the fact that we got some changes, that bull run started before the halving, not after. You know, some little changes, I guess. But I still think that some black swan may happen, and you should be careful. If you're a trader, swing trader, whatever, you should be careful. If you're an emotional trader or emotional investor, right? You're, for example, invested in a Bitcoin somewhere in a crypto winter, and now you're scared, and there's maybe some black swan may happen, like we had with the COVID, and you may, you know, emotionally sell or whatever you call it, right? So just be prepared. Just those things are happening, not just in the crypto market, just in general, in stock market and other markets, it does happen. So Black swan. Maybe we had a white swan, or I mean reversal swan, like a bullish swan. I mean black swan can you say that black swan can be bullish? Usually black swan are bearish. But yeah, maybe it was a black swan that this type of bull run, the new all-time high. Definitely nobody was expecting that, that's for sure. That's for sure. So yeah, that's the black swan. Like, be prepared or whatever was gonna be happening in the next 45 days, alright, you know, Halloween. So yeah, keep it in mind, black swan may happen, may not, you never know. That's a black swan. That's the whole point of black swan. Next thing is a price target. I'm gonna be sticking to the same price target I was I'm pretty sure I was mentioning in a previous bull run. That's the 100k. I think my sell points to take some, you know, small profits would be at 97k, but I'm pretty sure I would stick to the 100k. I don't know, considering that we're trading literally like 30k, I mean less than a 30k. No, actually, yeah, technically 30k, a little bit more than 30k below the all-time high, if you're gonna consider all-time high, the current all-time high. So like a 30k upside, and we're gonna have a 100k, you know, not that a lot, not that much, but still I would stick to the current price target if you're gonna be asking me. All right, for the current cycle, maybe we can go above it, I don't know. There's, you know, a lot of those talks about diminishing returns or whatever you call it, right? The market cap, what's the current, 1.3 trillion. That's not a small market cap, if you're gonna ask me. Plus, the next big thing, which I think nobody's mentioning, is the Bitcoin dominance, right? It's constantly going down, and which is, I mean, year after year, not just like, yeah, you can see the trend, right? You can see the trend. I hope it's gonna go back, considering that we are kind of, you know, on this channel are Bitcoin maxis. You can see the Bitcoin dominance is currently sitting at 54%. I don't know, we'll see what's gonna be happening during the whole predictable bull run. I mean, I guess after the halving, I don't know, actually it's just confusing. Dominance, yeah. So my theory about dominance is that, again, if you're gonna go above 100k, there's possibility that Bitcoin dominance may go like to the 60% or above. Like Bitcoin gonna start eating some alts, which we've been seeing those scenarios before, right? Where's the dominance? We've seen those scenarios before in 19. So it may happen. But again, keep it in mind, that's pretty subjective. And with a bigger bias type of scenario that's been said by me, because again, I'm a Bitcoin maxi. You know, currently the only coin that I own is Bitcoin. I'm pretty sure somewhere during the crypto winter, I was trading Ethereum Bitcoin pair. I mean, kind of day trading there, swing trading there, but like, made some profits. Currently, you can see it's kind of flat looking graph, but it was just like, you know, a couple of trading for extra satoshis, but yeah, currently for extra sets, but currently obviously fully sitting in a Bitcoin. Obviously. So yeah, that's my ideas and thoughts and scenarios that I have in mind. what's gonna be happening during Halloween, after Halloween. I do hope that we're gonna have a continuation of the after the Halloween, but you know, you never know. You never know what was happening during the previous Halloween. Like in 2015. Yeah, it was like some weird, some, I don't know, there was some weird things happening, but not like this, definitely not. Oh, no, wait. Oh, actually, that's pretty interesting. In 2016, is it a new all-time high? So in 2016, I think it does look like a similar kind of scenario. We did made a new all-time high, then during the Halloween, right, sell-off, and then like it's been like it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like half of the year to the new all-time high for the reversal from a sell-off. Damn, I mean, we got some similar scenarios with this new all-time high and the Halloween sell-off. I do hope it's not gonna happen, that we're gonna have almost like a bullish, but again, being perma bull is kind of, you know, you gotta be careful with that. But again, possibility is there, you know, possibility is there that may sell-off may happen. Do hope reversal, new all-time high bull run, and steady and stable growth, right, to the 100k and maybe above. I don't mind. Again, I'm not going to be selling all of my Bitcoin, just, you know, taking some small profits for some coffee, or, you know, just to some vacation, I don't know, but that's kind of my price tag. So yeah, I guess to the moon, to the moon, to the moon.